Ben Queller got his start in his very early teens in the band Radish and was hailed as a music biz prodigy and taken under the wing by many, including Evan Dando. Now at the ripe age of 25, married and with his own son, he's released a new self-titled solo album produced by Gil Norton, who worked with the Pixies in the past. It's interesting that it was Gil who proposed that Ben make a true solo album, recording it all by himself. I started out acknowledging that finally Ben was getting written about not because of his age, but because of his music.
That's what I always wanted. You know, when I was a kid, that was one thing about Radish. You know, I got signed when I was 15, and I knew that that would be a problem if I kept doing Radish and promoting it at such a young age. That was one big concern, is that I wouldn't be able to have a real career in music later, because at the time I was seeing this backlash from bands like Silverchair, who were known for being really young. And
good example.
I didn't want to be a part of that, you know. But I had to keep making music because it was just in my blood. So I did it, but there was a point, I guess, when I was about 18 when I left Texas and the band broke up, and I just started making really autobiographical music and decided to be a solo artist.
Is that why Ben Queller is called Ben Queller this time around?
It is, yeah, because these songs are probably my most personal to date. And also, I played every instrument on the album, so that, you know, my fingerprints on every track, so it's really 100% me.
Well, I mentioned Gil Norton, the producer Gil Norton, and why did you want to have him work on essentially a solo thing?
Well, you know, it was his idea to do the solo thing, because I was going to go in with a band like I always have, and my second meeting with him in London, we were in his kitchen, and he said, "Man, you got to play all the instruments." And I was like, "Whoa." And he said, "Well, I think, you know, because the songs are so personal and so autobiographical, if you just put your stamp on everything you do on this album, it's just going to be totally genuine and 100% Ben Queller." And so I went for it.
And, yeah, it sounds great. And today we're going to get the stripped-down versions of the tunes. And what do you want to start off with?
I'll start off with "I Don't Know Why." Check me out, I'm losing control. I want to rock and roll, but everything I plan just slips right through my hands. Yeah, I don't know why. Hey, I'm a nice guy, I wanna take it easy, baby, but every time I start, my world falls apart. Yeah, I don't know why. The world is feeling like it's passing me by. I'm fixing to lose it, but I don't know why. Check me in, I wanna be your friend, I wanna be your lover, darling, but everything I say comes out the wrong way. Yeah, I don't know why, so I guess I'll let it slide by. I wanna take it slowly, honey, I'm feeling like a fake every move I make. Yeah, I don't know why. The world is feeling like it's passing me by. I'm fixing to lose it, but I don't know why. Again and again and again and again I try. I'm fixing to lose it, and I don't know, I don't know, I don't know why. Slips right through my hands. Yeah, I don't know why. The world is feeling like it's passing me by. I'm fixing to lose it, but I don't know why. The world is feeling like it's passing me by.
Acoustic Ben Queller today on the Cafe, and what's so great about your songs, Ben, is you can hear how they sound with the band from just what you're doing. The forms are all there. It's totally cool.
Thank you.
And I'm a fan of this kind of stuff anyway. So
right on.
Totally great. You talked about writing about yourself and what you do. There is a song on here, and I guess it's a piano song. I don't know if you want to move over there.
Yeah.
Which is a love song, which is one of the greatest. And funnily, you know, the most personal, and yet I think everybody can relate to some part of this song. I'm talking about the song 13, which is about Lizzie, your wife, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, first I got to say, all 11 songs for the album were written, and we were in the studio for 2 weeks already making the album. And I had this song, actually, and it was on the guitar. And the song was about my guitar, this one that I'm holding. It's from the 60s. And when I bought it in San Francisco a few years back, the guy was like, you don't have to loosen the strings because this guitar, you know, it's been on mountains, it's been in the rain, it's been in every climate, so, you know, you can just keep it strung up. Because usually when you fly, you want to loosen them or it might break the neck. And so I thought that was kind of cool. And I was working on this little chord progression, and it went like this. It was like, it's been in the rain, it's been on the mountain, it's been around the fire, you know? And I had a chorus that was like, this old guitar of mine. Okay? And so 2 weeks into making the album, I'm at home on the piano, and I'm just singing the same thing. It's been in the rain, it's been on the mountain, it's been around the fire. And from the other room, my wife Liz says, that's beautiful. You got to put that on the album. You got to finish that song. And she said, but I don't think it should be about a guitar because it's too pretty, you know, to be about this mundane guitar. And so I thought about it. I went into the studio that day, sat down at the piano, and all these words started flowing out of me. I just started writing lyric after lyric. And then I had to move into like the lounge area at the coffee table where I had just so many pieces of paper. Each piece of paper had two lines, and I was moving them around, mixing and matching the words to find the right chronological order. And at the time, I was going through a lot of emotions. Liz was pregnant with our son, Dorian. I was struggling to keep a friendship alive with my best friend. I was in the studio by myself making this album, you know, my first time to just be alone in the studio. And so a lot came out, and the song 13 was born, and it ended up taking place of another song. And so we kicked out a song to put this one on the album.
Good thinking. So did she like it when you finally...
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Was she there for the moving around, everything?
Or nope, she was at home, and I didn't play it for her until, you know, it was the version was recorded. I went home and played her the recording a few days later. It took me 5 days to finish the song.
Wow. Well, it's a good one. So this is 13.
We've been in the rain. We've been on the mountain. We've been around the fire. In fancy hotels. Drank water from farm wells. We sang with the choir. I kissed your dry lips. We jumped off the high cliffs and splashed down below, skin to skin in the salty river, made love in the shadows. Oh, read books to each other. Read the mind of the other. Flew 1,000 jets. We laughed and we cried at movies and real life and our ridiculous bets. We danced in the moonlight at midnight. We pressed against back doors and wood floors, and you never faked it. Infrequently, we ignored our love, but we could never mistake it. No. Physical wreck. You gave me the necklace that used to hang around your mother's neck. We questioned religions, gave bread to the pigeons. We learned how to pray. We stood by the ocean, turned our hearts into one. We laid in bed all day. Hey. We skipped on the sidewalk, skipped stones on the water, and skipped town. We've seen the sun rise with new eyes. We've seen the damage of gossip and true lies. We've seen the sun go down. Had passionate makeouts with passionate freakouts. We built this world of our own. It was in the back of a taxi when you told me you loved me and that I wasn't alone. Not alone.
Ben Queller, and that is one of the Great List songs. That is 13, the new one. And now, you mentioned she was pregnant, but Dorian was born not so long ago.
May 30th.
Whoa, yeah. You're pretty new at this. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going great. Yeah. It's just the coolest thing I've ever experienced, ever.
Are you able to travel? Is he to travel with you? Or?
Yeah, we travel as a family. We have one of those country singer tour buses with the bedroom in the back, and Night Train, the company that we lease our buses from, they even bolted down a little bassinet there, and it's really cute.
That's great. Ben Queller is our guest today, and he's got a new self-titled album. Well, you want to stay at the piano for next?
Sure, yeah. I'll play. This is one of my favorites off the new album. I wrote this when I was visiting my folks down in Texas over 4th of July, and we were staying at their lake house, and there was a mouse running around upstairs, and so I had to go to Walmart and get a mouse trap. And so I was in the mousetrap aisle at Walmart, and I had two in my hands trying to figure out which one, and this guy tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, man, you know, with the glue trap, you still have to kill them." And I turned around, and it was this kid that I grew up with, went to high school with, named Mike, and we just freaked out there in the mousetrap aisle because we hadn't seen each other in so long, and he's a police officer for the Commerce County police force, and showed me his badge, and it was just a big moment for me, just realizing we're all getting older and responsibilities, and so this song is all about just capturing life while you have it, and you know, hopping in the car and just going where the wind blows you. It's called Penny on the Train Track.
Penny
just a penny on the train track, waiting for my judgment day. Come on, baby girl, let me see those legs before I get flattened away. I wait for something good, for something great. Stopping in somebody's old hometown, gotta get that midnight meal. If you can't get behind your own life, get behind the driving wheel and go. Just go. Find a place that you don't know. I ran into a friend just the other day. Got a badge, he's a local cop. Haven't seen that boy in over 7 years. Since out of high school I dropped. I see got a scar. After that train comes and takes me away, pick up that guitar and play. Just play. You gotta play that rock and roll for me. 'Cause he's in the yard just washing his car, thinking about his pretty wife, making lemonade with the KitchenAid, making him the perfect life. But it's grim, so dim, when you wish that you were just like him. I'm just a penny on the train track, waiting for my judgment day. Come on, baby girl, let me see those legs before I get flattened away. I wait for something good, for something great. I wait, ooh, I wait. For something good, for something great, I wait, yeah, I wait. For something good, for something great, oh, I try, you know I try.
That is Penny on the Train Track, another one from Ben Queller. Did your friend feel stuck? Because that song's a little bit about, you know, people can be, you're not, but people can be stuck.
Well, I think he's just living his life, you know, and happy. He actually was having a baby at the same time that we were, and I think life's good for him, you know, just different.
Excellent. Ben Queller is our guest, and I would be remiss if I didn't bring up another event that happened down in Texas where you played the Austin City Limits Festival.
Yeah.
And you You did you out Flaming Lips? Flaming Lips. I mean, you actually had a nosebleed that went on for the entire set.
It was for the that was a ridiculous whole weekend. It was an hour before my gig at ACL, and I was in the back of the bus getting dressed, and I noticed that my nose started bleeding out of both nostrils, which I never had before, and. So I figured, all right, it's just a nosebleed. I have an hour before I go on. So I was in the bathroom trying to get it to stop, and it just wouldn't. And blood was coming into my mouth, and it was just really disgusting. And the paramedics came, and they couldn't get it to stop. And finally, like 2 minutes before I was supposed to go on, we got the bleeding to settle down, and everybody was saying, we got to take you to the hospital, you know, we'll just cancel the show, it's no big deal, it's just, like, we're just concerned, you know, because they didn't know what was wrong. You know, a dual nostril nosebleed, I guess, is a concern. And so I said, well, I got to go on, you know, there's no way I'm canceling a gig in front of 20,000 kids that are waiting. And the last thing I wanted to do was say, Ben Queller isn't playing because he has a nosebleed. You know, like, what kind of excuse is that, you know? And so I went on stage, and of course, with the Texas heat and my adrenaline and the blood pressure raising, I guess the blood came nonstop, and I just tried to get through as many songs as I could, and I was choking on my blood, and it was going everywhere, and my roadie Gremlin kept bringing me cigarette filters to put in my nose, but it just those were way too small for this job at hand, you know, and so that's when I had the idea to ask the audience if anyone had a tampon. And to me, I was just trying to stop the blood. I wasn't trying to be funny or anything. I just needed something, you know. And so I got pelted with like 50 tampons and picked this little one, this little bullet travel tampon off the ground and put it in my nose. And it stopped the bleeding for a song from that nostril. Because I couldn't go 2 tampons because then I really wouldn't be able to sing, you know. So I did it for a song and then went to the piano to play Falling. And by the middle of that song, my keyboard was just covered in blood. My hands were sliding everywhere. And my manager was in the photo pit just keeping his eye on me. And right when I finished that song, he jumped up on stage and was like, come on, we got to go. There's an ambulance by the stage. They took me to the hospital, and I was there for another 3 hours for them to stop the bleeding.
Wow, they figured it out?
Yeah, it was a capillary way up high that got cracked from extreme dryness on the bus. Because they always keep these ACs, like, cranking, and I just hate it so much. And it's like being on an airplane every day. And so I got humidifiers for my room, and so I was fine after. And that night I was at the bar of the hotel, and I ran into Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers, and he was like, yeah, man, you know, Tom is really, it's all, the key to touring in a bus is keeping the windows cracked. He learned that from Bob Dylan. So Bob and Tom Petty, they both keep the windows cracked to get that natural air. So what do you think Ben Queller does now?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But now you got a legend. Now you got, you know, that is like a legendary thing.
It was, I guess. And, yeah. You know, at the time I was just so bummed out because I was looking forward to this gig so much. And then my new CD turned out to be the biggest selling CD at the festival. Wayne Coyne from The Lips came up to me the next day and I was like, dude, you stole my show, you know? And I said, but it was real blood, Wayne. And that night, I guess he did like a 10-minute tribute to my nosebleed. And so it turned out to be this big event, which I'm pleased about, I guess, in hindsight.
In a strange way. You want to do something else new or you want to do something old? Or?
Let's see. I'll pick up the guitar. And I'll bring it back a little bit to my last album, the song called On My Way. And this is one of the only songs that I wrote the lyrics first without the music, without a guitar or a piano by me. I wrote it on an airplane. And this is On My Way. I wanna kill this man, but he turned around and ran. I'll kill him with karate that I learned in Japan. He wouldn't see my face. I wouldn't leave a trace. I wouldn't use a bullet, 'cause a bullet's a disgrace. Oh, Mom, I never thought that I was a murdering man, but tonight I'm
my way. Tonight I'm on my way. There's this drawer that I know in a house up the road that's full of things that are easily sold. When they go out of town, I could go and snoop around and make myself rich off the things that I found. Oh, Mom, I never thought that I was a stealing man, but tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. I was sitting on the bleacher, staring at the speaker, reading his lips, but I could not understand. So I opened up my ears, and clearly I could hear this detailed story all about a grain of sand. Oh, Mom, I always dreamt of being a good listener. So tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. There's this kid you gotta meet. He lives across the street. He's got spirit and heart. We're 10 years apart. He is up for anything. He can hang with anyone. He still likes the things we used to think were fun. Oh, Mom, I never thought that I could have a friend, but tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. Oh, tonight I'm on my way. I'm in love with someone who's as pretty as a flower. Her life gives me power, so I'm buying her a ring. She makes hats with her hands. She is such an artist. I'm her biggest fan, and I'm teaching her to sing. Oh, Mom, I never thought that I could love no one, but tonight I'm on my way. Tonight I'm on my way. Oh, tonight I'm on my.
Well, you picked a good melody for it.
That worked thank out. You. Thank you. Yeah, it worked out.
It's on my way. Ben, thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Total treat. Ben Queller is my guest, and the new album is Ben Queller. And we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.